Okay, today's daf Samaches. We're on Samach Zayin on the base of the Gemara. Here we go. So the Gemara says, "V'hektiron talkadaitach." You mean to tell me that they're going to be makter the emuver now? It's not true. The makter them later. You're right. Ela'ema, right. What it means to say is laktiron al gabedech. We're preparing them when we have whenever we do it. When are we doing it? It's a big machlokas later in the week. When exactly? We'll get to it later in the week. Kalon b'maklos. They wove it with like a braid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kimin klia. What? No. Kimin klia, like a braid. Tana lohayim. Now the question is why? So I thought because it's the par is for the kohanim, and the seir is for the am.
Right.
So why are there separate karbanos? Because they're separate jobs, but really they're one. We make it braid together. That's what I thought. Okay. Tana lohayim minatchan nituach basar ola. They wouldn't cut it up like they did by an ola. Ella rather or agave basar. They didn't take off the hide. The R with the hide. It was being burnt like that. Menahani mili. How do you know that? The Tanya Rabbi Omer nemar kan R ubasar ufaresh. Says that over here. Venema lahalon, and it says by the par kohen Moshiach. Right. It says R ubasar ufaresh. Ma lahalon, just like over there. It's with cutting up. Below all they have shades, but it's not flaying it. Now flaying the hide is not removed. Afkan so to Yom Kippur it's with cutting it up. Below all yaday have shades. For Hashem and Olam, how you know they do that? You do that by the power of the Kohen who makes a mistake. Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. How do you know you do that? The Tanya v'karvo parsha v'hotzi malamid shemotzi asholim. You take it out whole. Maybe you burn it whole also. It says over here, the head and the feet. And it says over where? By an ola. Rosho Vikirav, they change the gears to there. Malahalam ayadei nituach. So it's like over there, it is cut up. Afkan ayadei nituach. So to here, it is cut up. E malahalam ayadei hafshet, afkan ayadei hafshet. So an ola is flayed. Maybe here it's also flayed. Tamud lomar vikarvo parsho. It says, no, the carvo, upirsho, right? The innards. It's my Talmuda. How does that teach you that it's not cut up, it's not flayed? Amar papa, kishem she pirsho, bekirbo, just like the innards are inside, kach misaro ba'oro, so to the flesh should be on the hide. In other words, don't do that. Okay. Next. Me'emisai metamin begadim. We said that at some point, the begadim become tamei. When? So it's a machlokas. Some said when you leave the city of Yerushalayim, and some said no, when you throw it off the cliff. So, Tana Rabbanan. No, I'm sorry. Have it wrong. This is the burning.
Right.
Sorry, that's the next Mishnah. The burning. Right?
Yeah.
Once you leave the Azara, that's what the Tanakhama said, and Reb Shimon said no, when it's mostly burnt. Tana Rabbanan, Yotil Michutz L'machan Evesarfa. Take it out and burn it. Right? You do that's what you do to these two animals. You take them out and you burn them. Lahalon by the par helam davar shel tzibur. And by the gezunt. And by the Kohen's par when he made a mistake, which are the other two chataces that are done inside the Kodesh and are burnt over there. So by them it says, Atano saying L'shalosh Machnos. You have to go out of three machnos, meaning you have to go out of the city. V'kan
right.
Over here, atenosin lehem machna achas. Here's only one machna. It's like a question, sort of. Im kein lomaner mechutz lamachne. Lomal lachar to tell you, kiven shiyotz lechutz lamachne achas mitamim begadim. Once you leave, you already tell me v'hasa menolon. And what about by the other karbanos? How do you know over there has to be three machnos? Titania. V'hoti es kol papar. It says v'hotzi es kol hapar chutz l'shalosh machnos outside three. Ata omer chutz l'shalosh machnos. You said it means three. O enu el chutz l'machnachas. Maybe it means one. Kishu omer par ha'eda el mechutz l'machne. She'ein talmud lomer. That's totally redundant. Shrek for an emir. It already says v'sarv osuk es shazarv es par rishon. Ma talmud lomer mechutz l'machne. L'itel l'machne shnia. A second one. Kishu omer mechutz l'machne b'deshen. And when it says mechutz l'machne by the deshen she'ein talmud lomer, that's also redundant. Shrei kvar nemar, because it says el shefech hadashan tein lo, that's machne shlishis. Okay, now, Reb Shimon, who held, you only leave taka one machna. Hi, machot lamachna may avidle. So what does he do with all these extras? Reb Elazar Omer, Nemar Khan, Michot lamachna. It says over here, Michot lamachna. Venemar Lahalan, and it says over there, over where? Bepara Duma, Michot lamachna. Ma Khan, Chutz Shalosh machnos. Af Lahalan, Chutz Kil machnos. 3 and 3. Uma Lahalan, Bemezrachah Shal Yerushalayim. Af Khan, Bemezrachah Shal Yerushalayim. By the Paraduma, it's on the eastern side of Yerushalayim, right? On the Har Zeisim, which is in the east. Avkan mitzvachah shel Yerushalayim. V'rabbanan hechi tzar flahu. And where did the Rabbanan burn it? Right? According to the Rabbanan, that learns out it's three machnos. What direction? Kidatanya hechan israfin. Where is it burnt? Litzvona shel Yerushalayim. To the northern side of Yerushalayim. V'chutz l'shalosh machnos. Outside three machnos. Rabbi Yossi Omer. A beis hadeshen nisrafin. It's burned where the deshen's burnt. Wherever that is. It says Rashi on top. Right. A beis hadeshen. Says Rashi. Tzarech sheyakdim l'sham deshen hamizbeach. You precede it. In other words, if the deshen is 100 feet outside the city, this is 90 feet outside the city. Right? As I think this means. Tzarech sheyakdim l'sham deshen hamizbeach, or the other way around. The deshen's first, and then deshen 90 feet outside, and then this is 100 feet outside. Shehei nikra kodim l'chein makom shefech hadeshen. So that the first, it's called, the first area you're going to hit is the deshen place. Mechlal, v'l tanakama lo tzarech. According to the tanakama, no din like that. It can be the same place. Amar Rava. Man Tana de Paula Galay de Rabbi Yossi. Who argues on Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Who? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya, it says, El Shefech Hadeshen Yisrof, Shehei L'sham Deshen. That Rabbi Yossi gets out of these words, that Deshen, the Deshen means is first. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, no. Shehei Mekomo Meshupach. All it means is that the place has to be at an incline. Designate, what's Meshupach? Pouring. What does that mean?
It's fit to be poured.
Amalei Abaya v'dilvim kol meshubach u'dipligi. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. Nothing necessarily to do with which one hit first, just maybe that's what they're arguing about. Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. It says, v'hasoreif. Hasoreif mitami begadim. Now, I don't really understand this Gemara, because if the guy who burns it is... it gets tummy. V'lo ha-matzah z'or, not the guy who sets up the fire. V'lo ha-matzah z'amaracha, or the guy who sets up the log. Now, he doesn't become tummy. He didn't do anything. V'e zehu ha-soreif. Who is the guy who is the soreif? Zeh ha-matzayeya b'shas ha-sreifa. The guy who's actually involved during the sreifa. Yachal af mishanatsu efer mitamin begadim. So maybe even when it's already into ashes. Now some guy shows up and starts stoking the ashes already. He's also Tameh. Tamad Lamar, Osam. Now, Osam mitamin begadim, only though working on the animal, velo mishanatsu efer mitamin begadim. But if it's already efer, then you're not mitamin begadim. Right? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Hapar mitameh. Right? Hapar mitameh. Nitach basar ein mitamei begadim. But the guy who cuts up the pieces, he doesn't become tamei. My benayu, what's the difference between them? Ikke benayu, the difference is the shavya charocha. The nafkamina is that after the basar got charcoaled, it's burnt, right? But it's not efer yet, right? So according to the Tanakhama, and then somebody shows up and starts stoking the coals. So according to the Tanakhama, he'll still become tamei. And according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, he would not. Okay.
Second guy would not.
What?
Why the second guy would not?
Right.
Why do you say anybody touches the cloud?
I don't know.
It makes it seem like the guy who's doing the actual burning itself, not a guy who goes over there and just stokes the coal for a second.
I know. I hear you. I don't know. Okay. So it's by the way, I didn't plan that this would be easy, fast stop when I'm late. I didn't plan that. It just worked out that way. Okay. Now we said yesterday We said yesterday that after the Kohen Gadol sent out the goat, we said that he was not allowed to do further avoda until they told him that the Seir HaMishtaleach was sent to the Midbar.
Tossed down.
So the truth is that we're going to see in a minute, it's a machloka. Some say once it got to the Midbar, it's good enough. It doesn't have to go be tossed down, which is it's a difference of 3 hours. We said yesterday, right? We'll get to that in a minute. Now, the previous Mishnah, I said this yesterday, and everyone jumped on me because the Mishnah didn't say that. So the Mari Korka says that when the previous Mishnah said that he would then rip open the and burn the power of the seer, either one of two things. Either it means he waited to do that, or someone else did it. Didn't have to be a Kohen Gadol. It wasn't such an avoda. Someone else could do that because he had to wait. So now the Mishnah says, Amrulo l'Kohen Gadol. They told the Kohen Gadol, Higia Seir l'Midbar. The Seir came to the Midbar. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, She'enu Rishai l'Haschel b'Avoda Acheres, because you're not allowed to do any other Avoda, Ad She'higia Seir l'Midbar, until the Seir reaches the desert. Shenamar, like it says, V'shilach etz ha-Seir b'Midbar, V'yachakach, V'yetzachel v'achataz yachter ha-Mizbecha.
Is destination or just part of the way?
So we'll get to that in a minute. It's a machlokas. U'menayin hoyu yodin shagia seir lamidbar. How did they know? How did they know when that happened? So darkaos hoyu osin. They had flags. U'manifin besud. What is darkaos?
Watchmen.
U'manifin besudar. They would wave a flag. For yodin, they would know shagia seir lamidbar, that it got to the midbar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, V'halo simen gadol ha'yilehem. A big simen, they don't need the flags. Why? Because me Yerushalayim v'yad beis chedudo shalosh milin. From Yerushalayim to the beis chedud is three, what's that? It's 3 mil. So holchin mil, the anshe Yerushalayim would escort them a mil. The chozun milin, they'd come back a mil. Vishoin, and they would wait a mil. Kidei, mil. They would wait a mil. Viyodin shegiyas seir lamidbar. Right? And then they would know that it reached the midbar.
That's not a foolproof method. How are they going
to
know that?
Sfas MSS, what kind of foolproof method is that?
Who knows what could have happened?
Who knows what could have happened?
What if they offer him to eat?
Correct. Who knows what could have happened? It's a very good question. The Sfas MSS asks it, he doesn't answer it. So how could you rely on this? Right? The flags you can rely on. Because they wouldn't lift up the first or all the flag until it happened.
Right,
so Messias
then.
So Messias, I know, okay, the flag was thrown off the cliff. Then they would see that flag, they'd wave the flag, and all the way back to Yerushalayim, then they would know. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, V'halo Simon Achar Hayulahem. They had another Simon. What was that? Lashon Shel Zuhuris Hayakasha Pitzcha Shel Hechel. Well, there was a red string that was tied to the Hechel. And when the seir came to the midbar, hayu hilshin, hayu haloshin malvin, it would turn white. Shenemar, what?
So the same canal
Shenemar, im yirchat te'echem kashanim kashal agavinu. The red will turn to white. So the question is, so that's the best proof, right? So there are three answers to why that is not good proof.
They didn't get forgiveness that year.
Number one, what if they didn't get forgiveness that year? So they're standing, they're watching it. They can stand there from today till tomorrow. It's not turning white. That's number one. Number two, at some point in history, they removed it from the Heichal. So that's not, that was a, even if it turned white, that simon only lasted for a certain number of years. That at some point, it was embarrassing, whatever it was. Remember we said? They took it away from there. So that's not a simon. What kind of simon is that? They're not going to give a simon that's only for half the time. For the 50 years, it was good. After that, it stopped. What kind of simon is that? Right? Rabbi Yashuv is another brilliant answer. He says, what if it turns white too early? We had that yesterday. Sometimes it would turn white, right? It's too early it turned white. That could happen. So for all of these reasons, yeah, that's what Rabbi Yashuv says.
Did it ever turn white? The premise is it's not going to turn white until they got a kafara.
What?
It doesn't come till after they throw it.
It's not true. It's not true. We said that yesterday. They're busy with the animal, right? It would turn white. That's why they have to tie on the horns to make sure. Don't forget to throw it off.
So then a kafara came already.
Right, so it's too early. So it's a 5-minute delay. It's a 5-minute early. So for those 5 minutes, he can't do avoda.
See, I didn't understand the difference.
What?
We have a mission that says there were no nisim in the second base in English.
That's what I said. I said kol alanes.
Not so many kol alanes.
That you want.
There were no nisim. No. So we said that as long as Rabbi Shimon HaKondor was alive, there were. Mm-hmm. We had that. As long as he was alive, it turned white every year. Then we said after that, sometimes yes, sometimes it didn't say always no. So sometimes yes.
No, but we didn't have any other nisim inside the second base in English.
Okay. So what is that?
We had one base?
Yeah. Some. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you keep saying, I always think, well, Shagia Sar Mibor turned white. When it fell off the cliff, it turned white?
Yes.
Or
yes. So we said yesterday, it could be it turned white sometime earlier than that. Which is why they would forget, they would say, why don't we throw it off the cliff? We already got Kapar, turn white. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for us to imagine like a nace, an open nace like that. It's very difficult. It's not like, we don't have that. And B, it's just a difficult thing to imagine that they live with a nace like that every day. So, I hear.
Still sin.
What?
And yet still sin.
And still sin. Right. I hear it. I hear the Taina. So I have a little Muna that there was a nace. Right? Okay. Amrab, if you'd look hard enough, you could see that your whole life is an ace. Right? Just the difference is it's in a little bit, it's more hidden. Right? That's right, that's an old story. That's what the Ramban says, and then the Parsha's bow. Everything's an ace.
Wake up in the morning
is an ace.
The
difference is correct. Why? Because there's two types of nace. There's an ace with Teva and an ace without Teva. Right? So this is an ace without. This is an ace without Teva. Everyone else is an ace with Teva. Okay. Amar Abaya, Shmamina. You see from here that base chidudo, the midbar kaima. That this base chidudo, whatever it is, it's a midbar. For a kamash malon, you see from here that kasava Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that kiven sheigia seir la midbar nasa mitzvah. Once it gets to the midbar, it's good enough. In other words, your mitzvah is done. So how long is that? It's a three mil wait. So it's 3 mil from the leaving the Beis HaMikdash to the Midbar. According to the Chachamim, you have to wait 9 more mil. Right? According to Yehuda, it's a much shorter wait. According to the Chachamim, it's 9 mil wait. How much is 9 mil? Each mil is 18 minutes. It's a long time. And plus the 3 more mil. Everyone holds it. That's 12 mil. 12 times 18 minutes. How many minutes? So according to the Gachal Eish, it's 3.5 hours. That's a long time to sit around with nothing to do. He asked an interesting question. He says, how did you prevent the Kohen Gadol from falling asleep? Like on the night, he had to stay up the whole night. What did you do? How come no one talks about that? No one talks about it.
He was weaving the kerubim.
Right. No, he can't do anything. Or someone else could do that. It's an interesting question. So there's a 3.5. So that's like Mati said, that's the Makar for a break on Yom Kippur. It's a 3.5 hour delay. We should be Machbid for 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours, we should be Machbid.
Why is the fear of death enough to keep her awake?
It's like a little bit, the whole night, I understand, it's tired. What fear of death?
He screws something
up. Right, I hear you.
This time he's already got 90% of it done.
Right. So they're waiting around. So 3.5 hour wait, nothing to do. It's fascinating. What? Yeah, in the Hanami. Well, the next Mishnah we're going to get to. Okay, that's a good intro to the next Mishnah.
To worry about the guy walking 5 extra steps, but to weave this whole intricate thing, no problem. That's
what do you mean?
Labor intensive work on Yom Kippur. To weave a car with a sawyer.
So just interesting ha'ara, this thing with the waiting. They sat around now. The question is, like, if you think about it, what time was it now? Let's say in Yom Kippur time, I don't know when they started. So they started 7 o'clock in the morning. They can start the avoda, the Tamar Shel Shachar, 7 o'clock in the morning. Get the ball rolling. So what time would this happen? Yeah. Right. So then they wait 3.5 hours, right? Hajin Alach Shnei Se'irei, Hajin Alach Shnei Se'irei, Hajin Alach Shnei Se'irei. Now, basically, the avoda of Yom Kippur is basically done. Basically done. The only thing that he still has to do is go back into the Kodesh, Kedashim, get the pan out of there. That's basically it. Then he's going to do. There's more. The next. There's more things to do. What? There's more things to do because we're going to learn later in the week. There are 15 karbanos brought on Yom Kippur. 15, and so far he has brought a total of 3: the Tamar Shel Shachar, the Par, and the ear. Zer Mishleach is not from the 15. So there are three. So you still have 12 more korbanos to bring. All right? We're going to get to that. But in terms of this, all this Yom Kippur story, those other 12 are musafs that are brought every yontif, basically. So okay, it's still chashev, but winding down over here. Winding down. So now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, balo kohen gadol likros. They start to lean. Says Rashi. Esa parsha. They lay in the parsha. What parsha? What parsha they're laying? The alfinim nimiluim. The arminim perakama minayin sh'af mikra parsha ma'akev. It's ma'akev. Ask this, what do you mean it's ma'akev? Is this laying a chi of daraisa? I only thought that the only daraisa laying in the world is parsha Zachar. Where did this come from? I'm not saying not to do it. The Mishnah. Rashi says it's daraisa? It's a chi of daraisa to lane? I thought only parsha Zachar is on chi of daraisa. It's a takanas darabanan. It's important. You're not allowed to talk during laning. I get all that. All good. Daraisa? Interesting. What? Listen to this. Imratza likros big day boots. Corey, if he wants to keep on the white clothing, while they're laning, he could do that. No problem. Vimlav, and if he doesn't want to, then he can't change into the big day zov. Because in order to do that, he's going to go to the mikvah again. Can't do that. But Vimlav, and if not, Corey be instalos love on Mishalo. He could wear his own white shirt. Okay? Now, Chazan HaKnesses, note El Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses will take the Sefer Torah, who's the Chazan HaKnesses, the Gabbai, will take the Sefer Torah, one of the, Rashi says, that there was a Beis HaKnesses, Rashi says, there was a shul on the Har HaBayis. Rashi says. Right, we had that already.
They have to walk into that cave like you now, and they have to just throw it out and bring it out to the closet.
It was something like that, right? What Torah is this? So Rashi and Baba Basra says that the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur read from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting, right? It's called Torah Ezra, but it's the one that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The problem is that was only in the Bayis Sheni that they did that. Because in the Bayis Rishon, there was a Kodesh Kedoshim, there was an Aron, it was there. So you can't go in to get it out. So it was never touched by a Sheni. Now, what happened to this Torah? I don't know. Anyway, Vinasna la Rosh HaKnesses. They gave it to some other person. Rosh HaKnesses Nasna la Sgan. He gave it to the Sgan. The Sgan Nasna la Kohen Gadol. The Sgan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. Passing the Torah along, like passing the baby, right? It's giving chashivas to all the people. Really giving chashivas to the Kohen Gadol. So it's really doing. Look how many people have to touch it in order to still get. It's really what you're doing. The Gemara is going to say that later in the week. What? Yeah, it's a good question. It was probably a Sephardi one because that's more authentic to Mesorah. That's
right. No question.
What? It's probably. The Kohen Gadol Omeid, the Kohen Gadol stood up, Umakabel, he took it, he received it. The Kori Achrimos, and he read Parshas Achrimos, the Ach Ba'asar, and Parshas Emor, which also spoke about Achrimos, but also speaks about Yom Kippur. Right? And even though we're going to see in a minute, we're going to learn later in the week, you're not allowed to lane different Parshas in the same time because it's the Tircha de Tzibura. It's a delay that's enrolled in front of the tzibur, right? That's considered. But it's so close, Achimos and Emor are so close, that by the time the Matar game is finished, being Matar game, you'll get there. Then you can do it. That's also later in the week. The goal of Sefer Torah, they would roll it, the Menech Mecheka.
There were worried here that was starting to be worried about Tichon B'Tzibur.
Yeah.
3,500 standing around waiting for the Tzibur, yeah. And not worried about Tichon B'Tzibur?
Because if it's built in downtime, it's not a Tichon B'Tzibur. But if it's action and then there's downtime, that's a Tichon B'Tzibur. 100% true. If it's built in downtime, it's not a Tichon B'Tzibur. Right? Nobody says, how come there's a break? It's a Tichon B'Tzibur. No, nobody says that. It's built in downtime. But if we're going to be in the shul and we're playing around, moving the Torah around, it's a big Tichon B'Tzibur. Everyone's looking, everyone's like this. Everyone's all upset. Right? For Omer, he would say, Ma Yosef Masha Karasi Lefnechem Kasef Khan. More than what I'm going to say is written here. What does that mean? Because he's then going to lane the parsha of Pinchas by heart. Why? Because to roll from Emor to Pinchas is a long thing. That's a big tirchah de tzibur. So he would lane it by heart. We're going to get later in the week, happy to lane something by heart. Yeah. And we're also going to get to the Gemara. It's going to actually take out a second Torah. Right, let's just take out a second Torah, right? Uba asar b'shem chumash pekudim kori al peh. Right, the Yom Kippur portion in Pinchas was read by heart. Umavarech oleh shmona brachos. There were 8 brachos. Why 8 brachos? So the Marsha says, because in Mizmar Kuf Yud Tes, it's an 8 pasuk chain of 8 psukim. Each letter of the Aleph Beis is 8 psukim. 8, the Torah is referred to in 8 different ways. What in 8 different ways? Pikudecha, Chukecha, Mitzvasecha, Divarecha, Imrasecha, Torasecha, Edosecha, and Yirasecha. 8 references, so we have 8 brachos. The deeper meaning to that, probably, is there, what? Right, all that. All that. What are they? Number 1, Al Torah. Number 2, Al Avoda. Number 3, Al Hoda. Number 4, Al Mechilas Avon. Number 5, Al Mikdash. Bifnei Atzman, the base of Mikdash. Now, according to Rashi, this is number 6. Al Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzman, Al Yisrael Bifnei Atzman, Al Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzman. Yisrael and Yerushalayim are together. Number 8, number 7, Al Kahanim Bifnei Atzman, the Kahanim. And number 8, Val Shar HaTfila, the rest of the Tfila. What is that? The Gemara will ask it later in the week. Before. Haroi Kohen Gadol Kishu Korei. If you see the Kohen Gadol when he's laning, ain't a row of par in this ear in the Srafin. You cannot see the par in this ear when they're being burnt. Why? Haroa power of Messiah for Israel. If you want to watch, right? If you want to watch them, by the Olympics, you're on the standing outside. You're standing outside and you're watching them, and you're watching the lahavdil, you're watching the skiing. In a row, Kohen Gadol Kishukor. You can't be inside watching the Kohen Gadol lane. What? Lo bnei she'ena rishai. Not because you're not allowed to. Ella, right? Where is the Kohen Gadol? He's in the Azara. You're allowed to go in there and watch him lane. Ella shehaisa derech rechoka. Because they're going to two different places. Umalachas shneim shavim ka'achat. They're happening at the same time. Someone else is taking them out to burn them while he's landing. So you can't be in two places at once. What is the chiddush of that Mishnah? What is the chiddush of this? Yeah. By the way, you can't be in two places at once. I don't know.
And who wants to see things being burned?
I know. Right? It's Kriyas HaTorah, Yom Kippur, according to...
It's parentheses.
Right, I know. It's a good question. So the truth is, about 12 years ago, I have to ask him. Michael Oppenheim gave a whole Dvar Torah about this. I have to ask him what he meant by that. Well, I have to remember. I remember he spoke about that. Why the Mishnah had to tell you that you can't see at the same time? He had a whole story. I'll ask him. Okay. Now, Midiktani beitzdalis lavan mishalo. Since it says that he's wearing his own shirt, right? That we said, he doesn't want to wear the white, he can wear his own shirt. He can't wear the big itself. That he can't do. But he can wear his own shirt. So, Michlal, the Kriya Lav Avodahi. The laning, obviously, is not an Avodah. Right? And Viktani, Imratza Likros, Big Day Lava, Imratza Likros, Big Day Butzkore. And if he wants to leave on the white, forgot that he could leave it on. Shmami Na, Big Day Kahuna, Nizul Hanan. You'll let it have Hanan from the Big Day Kahuna. Right? So, is that true? You'll let it have Hanan from the Big Day Kahuna? So Gemara says, well, Dilma shiny kriya the tzarech avodahi. Maybe the kriya is different because it's not avoda mamish, but it's like a supporting avoda. It's a secondary avoda. It's something. The boyalon, because we had the following question once: Big Day Kahuna nitnu lahanis behen or lo nitnu lahanis behen? Can you have a na from Big Day Kahuna? Are you allowed to? Are you allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna on I don't know the chasana? I don't know where you're gonna wear it. Are you allowed to? So Toshma, we have a brisa like this: Lo hayu yishan in a big day kodesh. Lo hayu yishen in a big day kodesh. You're not allowed to sleep in your big day kodesh. You're not allowed to sleep. Go to sleep in big day kahuna. You have to. You're tachiyav. You have to put on pajamas. You cannot sleep in the big day kahuna. So what is that? Why not? So Rashi says, the Gemara says it elsewhere, because you might pass gears, and that's not right. So when you're sleeping, so shinahu delo. You're not allowed to sleep in it. Ha, Michal Achli. What if I want to have lunch? I have a sandwich in my private quarters in the Beis Hamikdash, where that room that was chol. So can I do that? I have to change it into my regular clothes to eat a sandwich, right? So the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, well, sleeping you're not allowed to, which is mashma. Okay, sleeping is not as exary. You might pass gas. What about eating? Well, what's the big deal? So Gemara says no. Dilma shiny achila. Eating is different because not some your sandwich that your mother made for you in your lunchbox. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about kudshim. D'tzarech avodahi. It might not be avoda, eating kudshim. It's almost avoda. Because to the time, like we learned, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. Right? The pasuk says that the kahanim will eat karbanos. What does that mean? Malamed shakahanim ochlim. The kahanim eat avoda, eat karbanos. U'baylam is chaper. Somehow, by kahanim eating the karbanos, the owner of the carbon gets a kapara, which is a fascinating idea. But there's a symbolism that the kahanim are the ones that do the avoda, and they further the kapara by eating. What if they don't eat? I think the Baal still gets a kapara, right? Well, they don't want to eat, he doesn't get a kapara. But there's a kapara aspect for them to eat. So it's really like avoda. In the kahanim, you can't eat your own sandwich in the big day kahuna. But now we're not talking about that. Now the Gemara says, Shinahu delo. So you can't sleep. Ha halche mahalche. What are you going to go for a walk? I'll take a walk. Can I take a walk where in the big day kahuna? It's mashma you can. The only thing, you can't sleep. Why can't you sleep? Because you might be scared. It's a separate thing. What about taking a walk? Not a problem. So really, bedinhu de mahalche namilo. Really, you can't take a walk. Right? Really, you can't take a walk. V'seifa itzrichale. And the reason why the Mishnah mentioned sleep, bedafka, was for the seifa, which was poshtin. They took off the big gadim. Umekaplin. And they folded it up. Umenichim tachas rosheim. And they made it into a pillow. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, how are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Right there, we'll stop here. So Rashi says on top, Shina Dinakat, why did the Mishnah mention sleep of all things? Not just because of the Gzeira of Pithinget. Mishum Debaila Ashmi'inon, I want to let you know, Shemutter Litnam Tachas Roshayim, that you're allowed to use it for a pillow. V'su lo ibchatz lon m'yifiach me'acha sheposhon. And there might not be an issue. There's no issue of pissing gears. If you're using it for a pillow, well, who cares about that? That's a little far-fetched. So,
right.
I hear you. I don't know. The point is that it's not just sleep. Sleep was said for a special reason, to tell you that you can use them for a pillow. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, how can you use it for a pillow? You're using them. So the Gemara is going to say, no, I didn't mean you could use it for a pillow. I mean, you can put it right next to you. And then you see, okay, we'll get that'll get into a whole tangent tomorrow. All right? Everybody have a very good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow right over here, but at 2 dots.
Yeah, okay.